3.3.
Thanks for proofreading my CV, Tom. What did you think?
Well, your work experience section is a bit thin. It doesn't really tell us much.
That's because I've only had one proper job, and I'm only a secretary, so there's not really anything impressive to say.
Oh, I don't know. What do you actually do in your job?
Boring things like answering the phone, filling in forms, taking minutes.
Hang on a sec. Answering the phone. So you deal with customers. You represent your company. You represent your boss. Who is your boss?
She's the managing director.
It sounds like you're more of a PA than a secretary. Listen, just the fact that you're trusted by the managing director to manage her affairs is impressive. Lots of people wouldn't be able to work at such a high level.
But I don't do anything clever. It's just basic stuff.
I wouldn't know how to do what you do. The fact that you find it easy means you're intelligent, quick to learn, hardworking.
Maybe, but should I mention all that on my CV?
Absolutely. You need to select the most important things, the most relevant things for the job you're applying for. What is the job, by the way?
It's an executive PA job for an international bank.
So quite high-powered, then. Did you say you take minutes at meetings?
Yes, at board meetings.
Don't you think that's impressive? It shows you can follow high-level meetings, listen and write intelligently, and produce important and reliable company documents. I'd say that's pretty impressive.
I suppose so.
And what about before? You've never done any other job?
Only casual jobs, nothing special. When I was in New York, I worked as a nanny for 3 months.
In New York? You didn't mention that on your resume. That's really impressive. If you've lived and worked abroad, you've got to mention it. Where else have you worked?
Well, I spent one summer in Madrid, but I was only working in a restaurant. I was a waitress. Actually, when I first got to Madrid, I spent a few weeks cleaning hotel rooms. It was disgusting.
So, you speak Spanish?
Not really, just enough to get by.
Sounds like you had enough to get a job, two jobs, in fact, and to deal with customers in the language. All of this is really great. You've got to mention it on your resume. Your nannying job shows you're responsible and reminds us of your excellent English. Even your cleaning job tells us a lot about your character. You're not afraid to get your hands dirty. You're flexible and hardworking. These are the kind of life experiences that employers love to hear about.
So you think I should mention them?
Yes, of course. But you've got to focus on all those points that I mentioned. Right, pass me your pen.